Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
There has been so much go on in the Limestone Coast over the last couple of weeks. I've done my best to keep you up to date on some of the things that have been happening on social media. But I was watching social media late last week when the unthinkable happened at the Nangwarri Football Club. To talk to me this morning, I have got the president of the Nangwarri Footy Club on the line, Shane Plungers. Shane, good morning.
Morning, Ewan. How are you?
Mate, I am good, but how are things with you guys in the club?
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock. Everyone's devastated and pretty gut-wrenching to see what unfolded. But, you know, the guys are sticking together. We had our first training run on Tuesday night, had a massive turn-up, kids, netballers and footballers, and then just onlookers coming over to support. So it was fantastic. Probably nearly 100 people there.
Shane, it's a fantastic photo of training on Tuesday night on the front page of the Border Watch today as well. What is the feeling from the club at the moment after losing the club rooms?
Yeah, you know, everyone is devastated with what happened. It's pretty gut-wrenching. A lot of memories, you know, built in that club. A lot of people have had a number of years of service, and given, you know, it's a great family club. Mm. Everyone gets behind it. It's a meeting place for the local community. But the feeling, you know, apart from the disappointment, is, you know, it's an upbeat. Everyone's going to band together and strive to turn things around.
I know it's only been a few days, and obviously everything is up in the air, but what are the ideas moving forward? What are the plans for the Nangwarri Footy Club?
Yeah, well, at this stage, we've got to wait till we get clearance for the site, working through with insurers and so forth. You know, a bit early to be putting rebuild plans in place, but we'll need some temporary structures for this footy season. But there won't be a chance to have anything ready in place for long term for the footy season, but we'll have something in place that we'll still be able to play all our home games here. So that's good.
And Shane, you were talking to me a moment ago. If any positive can come out of this, the fact that you've still got change rooms, the fact that you've still got a canteen, are great things for the club at this point.
Yeah, that means we can still go on this season with some minor changes, so that should be good.
Shane, is there any fundraising initiatives that have got off the ground as yet to assist the club? And even at this early point in time, are you looking at hopefully trying to replace some of the memorabilia that's been lost in this devastating fire?
Yeah, we've had great support, and I'll give a massive shout out to everyone in the region. From all the other football clubs in the Mid-South-East, our local politicians in Mid-South-East League, and then numerous businesses across the South-East have, you know, reached out and offered us support. And over the next week or so, we'll get back to all those. Some we're working with. Bill Burley at the Blue Lake Golf Club, he's having the Jason Dunstall and Danny Frawley show up there with all proceeds from that night coming to the footy club once he's covered his costs. So that's absolutely fantastic. And there's another a number of other locals that have got fundraising stuff, and we'll get behind all them.
And Shane, is there a way for people to reach out to yourself and the club to lend a hand to do fundraisers at the moment?
Yeah, and a lot of people are. If they just get in contact with myself, then we can work with them if they wish to assist. It's greatly appreciated.
Shane, I am so amazed that you guys were on the field on Tuesday. It's sensational that you're looking forward to the season ahead. I cannot wait to talk more about the rebuilding process for the Nangwarri Footy Club. I'm sorry that we had to talk under terrible circumstances like today, but keep in touch and we'll have you back on the radio soon, all right?
No worries. Thank you.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.